I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My goal is to make sure that those going forward have much better tools, much more safeguards around programs to be clear that improve people's lives, that help, whether it's children with autism, whether it's childcare, whether it's housing, whether it's food, nutrition. And those things are absolutely paramount. And if folks are going to commit crimes here, thinking because our generous spirit and our programs that we have is going to give them some kind of cover, they are sadly mistaken.
You're sadly mistaken. All you Somalians or the rest of you who are cheating and defrauding our government, and it's not just Somalians. That's Governor, Minnesota Governor Walz, saying, we're going to be tough on you. We're not going to allow that here. But you did. You turned a blind eye. You did not listen to whistleblowers for 5 years who were claiming there's fraud going on here. We keep hearing and talking about $1 billion in fraud in Minnesota. That is just within the health and human services area of one specific target. You get into housing, you get into other things, Medicare and so forth. The fraud numbers jump up to $4, $5 billion. And every dollar that went to fraud did not go to the Minnesota citizens that should have gotten that money and those benefits. And police are saying, look, we have been stretched thin because millions, if not millions of millions and millions, were spent on fraudulent programs instead of police. That was coming, wasn't it? Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, December 10, 2025. Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to know more by the time you finish the next 2 hours than you do right now. I will promise you that. And reminding you, you can always listen and watch. We do stream video for you during the program when we're on the air right now. Go to newstalkstl.com, newstalkstl Rumble. News Talk STL Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble Facebook, and you can watch the program. And after we finish every program, both the audio and video go up as podcast at News Talk STL and LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And when you watch or listen later, do me a favor and your friends a favor. Push share. Send it on to them so they can be involved. I want to thank those of you who have and continue to do so. You are our multiplying factor. In our next hour, China expert Gordon Chang says the White House is getting soft on China. I do not want to hear that, but we're going to break down that story in the next hour. Also, understanding your tax cuts for seniors and no tax on tips. We'll bring you up to speed on that in the second hour. Later this hour, how AI will be used by the Department of War, and our story behind the story, our new feature for the 6 o'clock hour. Parents think they buried their child, but they were wrong. The story behind that story still to come. And reminding again, our food drive is underway. I want to thank all of you who have contributed as we work with the St. Louis County Republicans trying to raise and gather food for those who are less fortunate. We have barrels where you can leave non-perishable items outside Chris's Pancake locations, Michael's Flooring, all their locations, and even outside our doorway here, plus all the Bartolini's locations and elsewhere. Just a non-perishable item, drop it in. We have more than 600 pounds of food collected already. We are going to help make a difference for a lot of people. In fact, we're going to make their Christmas with your help. Also reminding you, I've got a stocking stuffer promotion underway at News Talk STL. You could win something for yourself or to give to someone else in their stocking. But you have to enter. We don't need anything but you to go to News Talk STL and enter. It's very simple. Then we'll notify you when the lists are drawn, and we're going to have multiple winners at different levels. We've got gift cards from Havana 1961 Restaurant, Trolley Stop Bakery, Whistle Pig Outdoors, and more. And the grand prize, $500 gift certificate to Neustadter's Fine Jewelers. You could get one, maybe many more on some of those gift cards, but you've got to enter. You can enter as often as you want. We don't care. We're not trying to keep anyone from having a merry, blessed Christmas. All right, let's get back to the Somalia fraud. There's a new report out, an ICE report on the migration of Somalis into our nation. And what took place is extremely disturbing. And that, in turn, led to the fraud across Minnesota, in particularly the Somalia community. And the CEO of a project that oversees programs benefiting Americans, American majority, CEO Ned Ryan says, you got walls up there saying, oh, we're going to do better. We didn't have a hand on it. He knows that walls is lying as well. You should know. But Ned Ryan says, we're not going to stop with walls.
I think there are a lot of questions that need to be asked. Ilhan Omar passed the Meals Act in 2020, which brought about these free meals, and then promoted this entire program. We now hear from the New York Post today that of the 79 people that have been indicted on this quarter billion free meal fraud, 60 of them live in her district. I want to know, what did Ilhan Omar know? When did she know it? What did Tim Walz know? When did he know it? What did Keith Ellison know? And when did he know it? I'm not interested in congressional investigations, Liz. I'm interested in U.S. attorney criminal investigations into Ilhan Omar, Tim Walz, and Keith Ellison, because we're not talking chump change. We're talking billions upon billions of dollars in fraud. And I want to also make this other point. We're talking about Somali fraud. It's not Somali fraud. I think this is Democrat fraud.
Yes.
Because I know that people had to have known years ago what was going on, and they looked the other way because, quite frankly, they benefited from it either politically or financially.
Yes. It had been going on for a long time. He said it's not just a Somalia fraud issue. It's a Democrat fraud issue because they knew it was going on and they looked away. So here comes this recent ICE report dealing with the P3 refugee pipeline created by the Refugee Act of 1980, allowing refugees to apply for their spouses, unmarried children, and parents to also receive refugee status. From 2003 through 2008, Americans, including Somalis, representing more than 95% of the refugees arriving in the U.S. Again, that's Africans, including Somalia. 95% of refugees arriving in the U.S. through that program. March 2008, after almost 36,000 Africans had entered the U.S. on the P3 refugee program, the majority of them resettled in Minnesota. That program was halted by then-President George W. Bush as the State Department saw the mass fraud. Then the State Department issued a report in November 2008 detailing how the agency had started requiring P3 refugees from Somalia, Ethiopia, and Liberia to take DNA tests to prove they were blood relatives to those who were already in the U.S. The DNA test ultimately revealed the State Department, quote, was only able to confirm all claimed biological relationships in fewer than 20% of those who claimed that they were related to bring in. The exact report says we initially tested a sample of some 500 refugees, primarily Somali and Ethiopian, in Nairobi, Kenya, under consideration for U.S. resettlement through the P3 program. After that sample suggested high rates of fraud, we expanded testing to Ethiopia, Uganda, Ghana, Guinea, Gambia. Most of the approximately 3,000 tested, showing again, there was a lot of fraud in claiming that this was a blood relative. But they were bringing them in under this, and they knew it. They knew it, and they would have continued. Bush kicked it out. It got restarted. Biden fired it up again. I should say Biden. It's a whole Democrat process. Trump could not get a hold of it in his first term. He's working on it now, and they don't like it. But Trump says we are in the process now of turning everything around.
For the first time in 50 years, we now have reverse migration, which means more jobs, better wages, and higher income for American citizens, not for illegal aliens. And you know what? We all have a heart. We want to take care of people. But these people are getting killed on the walk up by them not coming. They're not even trying to come now because they know they can't get through. We're doing a tremendous service. Because they're not being killed, and they're not being raped, and they're not just staying back in their country. where they've been.
And they're not selling across the face of our nation. It wasn't just a fraud. You know what? It's hurting a lot of the charity organizations because it's sucked up money that they would be getting. It's also hurting law enforcement. Violent crime increasing across Minnesota, and the police union leader says the gap is under a microscope as we're dealing with a massive fraud. He said this crisis extends far beyond one agency or city. The public safety is at risk. We are in a justice criminal crisis in America. Political leadership is destroying public safety through their ideology. And indeed they are. They're putting Americans at risk in the process. Well, question for you. Do you think that Donald Trump is actually getting wins for America? Or do you think the Trump White House is crumbling before our eyes? Warning what you're about to hear. Warning, it could trigger some.
It does not take a political genius to recognize that things are in free fall over at the White House. Less than a year after staffing his administration with a cadre of bumbling goons, valued only for their slavish devotion to his ego, President Trump now finds himself leading a government wholly incapable of governing. Forgive my lack of surprise.
Now, who would that be? Well, it is a column opinionist by Bax Burns written for The Hill, saying that things are in free fall over at the White House, really? And they're not getting anything really done? Look around you, man. Look around you. Just go to your pump to get your gas for your car. You're going to see lower gas prices. Is that fumbling around? Yes, sir. Spikes of food here and there on inflation, depending on demand and supply. That's common. But we're seeing more jobs created. It's going to take a while to fire this boiler up because it got shut down. But right now, as you note, we have numerous companies coming back to America and building new plants and dumping billions of dollars in our economy. That does not happen overnight, but it wouldn't happen at all if Trump were not in office. Do you agree? There'll be some out there saying, no, it's not really Trump bringing them back. It's all a shell game. Really? Well, this means your shells you find on the seashore might actually be worth more money than you're getting from the government. I don't think so. The government is handing out benefits left and right. And benefits to the American taxpayer are coming in jobs and wages. And yet Max Burns wants you to believe the White House is crumbling before your very eyes.
If anyone in Trump's White House is actually getting any work done, they have done a good job hiding it from the public. Trump's approval rating cratered to a new low of just 36% in late November following months of open-air dysfunction and his repeated failure to address fundamental problems like rising consumer prices. For the millions of Americans who are just starting to tune in politically ahead of next year's big midterm election, the added horror of Trump's non-functional White House team simply solidifies the growing consensus that, despite his big promises, Trump just does not seem to know what he is doing.
Really?
The situation has grown so bleak for Republicans that many endangered Republican lawmakers are doing something once considered impossible, directly criticizing Trump's failure to lead. As Axios reports, Republicans concerned about their 2026 prospects have taken to bucking Trump at a level that would have been unimaginable during his first term.
That's all his perspective, and he's entitled to it. That's Max Burns writing a column for The Hill. Max Burns is a Democrat strategist. He's also the founder of Third Degree Strategies. I don't know what that amounts to, but I do know it's to further the Democrats, not Republicans. And that's fine. That's his job. That's what he wants to do. But he's absolutely lying. I have not seen anything. He says the approval rating of Trump cratering to a new low of just 36% after months of open-air dysfunction, repeated failure to address fundamental problems. You do know that he's had to deal with a Congress that has not always been in step with him. And yes, there are some Republicans. They're not just walking a tightrope. They've fallen over the fence to the other side from time to time. And we're having to deal with it. You claim on one hand he's a king pushing all of this. And on the other hand, you claim he's not getting anything done. What is it? Is he a king or a pauper? Is he a president or he is a man doing the job? But Max Burns wants you to believe right now the Trump White House is crumbling before your very eyes.
Nearly 40% of Trump voters now say the cost of living in their area is the worst they can remember. And they largely blame Trump for failing to act on his pledge to immediately lower prices starting on day one. Instead of acknowledging his misstep and doubling down on a solution, Trump is instead furious that Republicans are talking about affordability issues at all. It is hard to imagine a more out-of-touch response to legitimate voter concerns. Trump's crumbling administration is living proof that the best way to convince voters to elect Democrats is to let Republicans run things for a year.
Well, you had a year under Biden, actually had more than that, and we're in the situation we are now because of that. And in the process of trying to advance and turn things around, all the Biden issues have to be wiped out and had to be dealt with. But a king would have wiped it out all immediately. So apparently Trump is not a king, and he has to rely upon Congress to help him, obviously. But this is the view of the left. Again, Max Burns, a veteran Democrat strategist, and saying the White House is crumbling right before your eyes. I don't think so, except where they're tearing down part to put up the new ballroom. Thank you, Mr. Trump. And I remind you, for those who claim and complain about this, he offered during the Obama administration, said, let me build you a new ballroom. I'll pay for it myself. Wow. Obama rejected it. By the way, former Vice President Kamala Harris, she's looking forward to a marble bust of herself being placed on display in the U.S. Capitol. Brushing off concerns about 2028, she said, that's 3 years from now. I want, honestly, to focus on 28 and all, but there will be a marble bust of me in Congress. I'm an historic figure like any vice president the U.S. ever was. I can't really refute what she had to say because, yes, she is the first black vice president, and then the first woman running, black woman running for president. But she's really looking forward to that bust. I say, we'll bust the bust. Kamala Harris. I don't hear her talking about your problem. She's still looking forward to her ego building and building. Coming up, how the Department of War will use AI. Plus, the story behind the story. Parents who thought they had buried their child. They didn't. The rest of the story still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? you need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Just yesterday, the War Department announced the launch of Cloud Google's Gemini for government as some of the frontier AI capabilities to be housed on the General AI, GenAI.mil, the government's AI platform. Well, is this a good deal, a bad deal, or what could happen next? Mark Beckman, author of Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything, joins us. Mark, welcome aboard.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. What was your response about the government using a AI platform and basically opening the door through a general AI platform? Is that a good idea or not?
Well, here's the thing. Some people are confused as to how this will actually work. It's not open for the entire public. This really is localized through Pete Hegseth's branch of government here, and you need to be a participant in that. There are pros and there are cons to what they're doing with Gen AI. One area that I think is a real benefit to all Americans and to our nation in general is the fact that they're going to use this advanced technology to allow for planning as well as for reactions in the battlefield in real time. So essentially taking away the slow human nature of what you and I, what people do, and allowing for the artificial intelligence to react in real time, which theoretically gives us an advantage over our enemies, you know, like China, perhaps Iran, and beyond. On the battlefield, in real time, AI will allow for our weapons to react.
Well, part of let me take a moment. Part of the issue on the battlefield has been chain of command. I mean, they want to make something happen, but they're told during the Obama administration, we can't fire on that target until we get clearance from the White House. So you've got bureaucratic tape in the way as opposed to anything else. What's it going to do about that? I mean, some of the commanders on the battlefield, they know what to do. They're involved in it, and they know instant reaction. All they're doing is waiting for AI now. Tell me how that works.
Well, I guess the issue is this. First of all, we need to think in terms of planning. So artificial intelligence theoretically can provide our military with a better, let's say, if they're going to play out how a war scenario might work. AI can, you know, theoretically do a better job. That's the first premise. And remember, these are trained by our military. It's not like this is just some random robot that's coming up with ideas. These LLMs are trained by, you know, the brightest and best minds in American military. The second piece, though, is in real time, the speed. The theory is that the speed that AI will give with regards to reacting and being decisive on the battlefield also gives us an advantage. So I'm for it, Larry. I support this.
Secretary of War Hegseth said we're pushing all of our chips in on artificial intelligence as a fighting force. The department tapping in to America's commercial genius, as you were alluding. We're embedding generative AI into our daily battle rhythm. AI tools represent boundless opportunity to increase efficiency. He's echoing, or you're echoing, what he said.
So I think that he is doing a good job on that front, too. It's going to allow for men on the ground who are in battle to evaluate, let's say, the topography of certain regions. If they're going into a mountainous range and they want to see where there might be problems or there might be, predictably other militaries that are trying to kill our soldiers, they could predict that with generative AI. There are other parts of it that will be interesting. It's also localized to the offices of our military. So by leveraging Google's Gemini, what they're doing is also creating an agentic component where a lot of the tedious jobs, paperwork and beyond, will just now become operated by machines within the military.
Well, that
so
makes
I think
sense.
In terms of drafting memorandums and beyond. Right. Yes, yes.
That makes sense. But you did mention, you've talked about the pros. You also said there are probably cons coming with it.
I think so, too. So let's take it a little further. This doesn't relate specifically to what Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said this week. But the reality is that, as you're aware, there are three legs to artificial intelligence: software, hardware, and energy. And on the hardware side, we're seeing incredible innovation, and the Department of Defense has been investing in this innovation. You're seeing it in drones, drone swarms, autonomous vehicles, which are essentially in air. So think about pilotless jet fighters, as well as in the sea and on the ground. Now, what's scary is that theoretically, these drones, if they end up in the hands of an enemy of ours, can be used against us. If the AI ends up in the hands of a bad actor,
yeah,
it could be used against us.
It would
not
be.
Just with hardware, by the way, with creating viruses and these sorts of attacks,
sure,
as well. So there is a downside. We need to be responsible.
That's a key phrase. We need to be responsible. How do we ensure we are?
I don't know if we can. Human nature, right?
Mark, I'm sorry. I agree with you, but I'm glad you're right. So candid to say you don't believe we can, or you're not sure we can. I appreciate your candor.
Well, look, I'm going to say it like it is. I'm honored to be on your show, and I'm not going to mislead people. Although I'm a tech optimist, we need to be responsible, and there are bad actors. I mean, the deal that President Trump put together for NVIDIA with regards to selling chips now to China, it concerns me a little bit. We need to stay ahead of our enemies. We are in a real AI war here with China, and we're giving access to some of the best quality chips. Not the best, I understand that, but some of the best quality chips with regards to NVIDIA. We're getting a lot out of it. I'm not knocking President Trump. It's giving us access to rare earth minerals, which we desperately need right now for military capabilities too, but we do need to be concerned.
You're listening to Mark Beckman, author of the book Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything. You are echoing the words I'm going to have from Gordon Chang in my next hour. He says clearly, the White House, is getting soft on China. Not saying they're giving in, but getting soft. The NVIDIA deal is a perfect example.
Well, look, I think the president's done a masterful job with regards to using these tariffs as a way to negotiate. And we're doing that. And in this instance with China, I know that it's giving us access to rare earth minerals that we need, as well as to certain agricultural requirements that are important for our farmers, too. So he's done a good job there. But at the end of the day, China is a bad actor. I mean, staying focused on the AI piece of it, they launched DeepSeek, which went to number one in America's App Store, number one. And now DeepSeek is using content that you and I and probably your audience would not necessarily agree with. For example, when asked about Tiananmen Square, DeepSeek says that it didn't happen. When asked about the Uyghur slaves, DeepSeek claims that there's no slavery in China. And Xi Jinping is their democratically elected leader. So there are issues with regards to China that we need to be concerned about on the AI front beyond war.
Well, if it's going to be that blatant and lying in our face, then maybe we will see when they're beginning to take control and they shouldn't have. Mark, I want to thank you very much for your time, and we had to delay getting to you. I apologize.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor.
Wish you a blessed Christmas, sir.
You too. You too.
Thank you. Mark Beckman, author of Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything. And now dealing with the military. As he said, there are pros and cons. Some of it gets back to the basis when computers first came out. Junk in, junk out, remember? Or someone else gets control of it or redevelops a program to cut in as a virus in your program. That's always going to be there. You're going to have safety steps each and every way. And if you're dealing with a battlefield scenario, you cannot make a mistake in that midst at that moment. I want to share something Elon Musk had to say about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He was asked about going out into public. And Elon Musk said, and I'm quoting here, "There are serious security issues. It's not that I don't want to go out in public. I simply can't." He added that Charlie's assassination reinforced the severity of the situation. Where life is on hardcore mode, you make one mistake, you're dead. It only takes one mistake. Words of Elon Musk referenced going out in public after the Charlie Kirk assassination. If it's shaken him to his core to that extent, there will be other targets they will go after that are not of his stature, but if they're out in the public raising points and issues that the killers, but those who disagree so vehemently they're willing to kill, they're going to make themselves target. If he's worried about protection, that raises a question for anyone going out in public and trying to make their voice heard. And the Charlie Kirk issue obviously is going to be in front of us for some time to come because the man died simply doing one thing, utilizing the First Amendment and encouraging others to use their First Amendment. Come up and tell me what you think and why you think. Maybe I can refute it or maybe I will agree with you. That is give and take dialogue, not just on the political level, but children to parents. We're talking about communication and, of course, the First Amendment. If you cannot speak your mind, be it at a town hall meeting, a parent-teacher school meeting, without fearing your life will be jeopardized and under threat, there's a chilling effect, and it will last for a long, long time. Coming up, our new feature we introduced for the 6 o'clock news, that's the story behind the story. Yesterday, we dealt with the New Madrid fault. Today, this is more focused on families, two families. One family buried what they thought was their dead daughter. It turned out it was not their child. The story behind the story, still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him 636-532-1922 or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
It was April 2006 in Michigan. A bunch of students in a van, to be precise. They were in a van headed on a road, Interstate 69 in Indiana. Five of them were going to be dead before the end of that date. The van collided with a tractor-trailer rig. Casualties were everywhere. And you get a triage situation like that, you're doing what you can to grab the people, take care of them best you can, get to them a hospital. But when it was all said and done, those students on board that van, five of them died at the crash scene. There was a young blonde woman that was among the dead. The coroner identified her at that time as Whitney Sarek. There was another similar-looking woman who survived, but she was unable to communicate. She was identified at that time as Laura Van Ryn. Now, what took place over the next several weeks? Well, first of all, keep in mind that the family, yeah, stop and think about this. The family of Whitney Sarek held a funeral for their daughter to bury her. They obviously mourned with the other families, and they prayed for the girl that was still surviving in the hospital. It was actually their daughter still in the hospital. It was going to take weeks for all this unfolded. When she was brought in, she had massive wounds, head wounds in particular. Facial identity issue was another problem. Whatever ID they could identify and say it was her, it was so close they thought they were correct in what they had, but this similar-looking woman was unable to communicate. She couldn't really talk at that time, and she was so bound up, she was on drugs. And in fact, when she did try to communicate, she claimed that she was Whitney Sarek. But she wasn't. Whitney Sarek's parents held a funeral and thought they had buried their daughter. And again, the parents of the other student huddled and prayed around her bed that their daughter, Laura Van Ryn, was still alive. At the funeral, the families involved held funerals with closed caskets. No one really wanted to look at that anyway. They just wanted to remember her smiling and happy. And then they try to go on with their lives, carrying that burden, the loss of their child. In the meantime, the family of the surviving student continued to pray. They went to the funeral of that child as well, but they were not mourning the death of their child. Their child was in the hospital, bandaged up, trying to recover. Weeks later, Whitney Sarek began recovering from her coma. And she showed signs of she was not Laura, that she was Whitney Sarek, confirming what had already been decided. She even wrote her name, identifying herself as not Laura, but Whitney. Now, the family that lost their daughter was obviously praying for the survivor. But they did not know they were actually praying for their own child. So for 5 agonizing weeks, Whitney Sarek laid in a hospital bed, gravely injured, unable to speak. Surrounded by family and friends, but they weren't. They were the family and friends of Laura Van Ryan. When the word began to break, you can imagine the shock. First of all, you got a family that buried what they thought was their daughter, and now there's new, oh my God, our child is alive. She was not killed in that. We did not bury her. And then you look at the other family. We did not get to bury our daughter as we intended and mourn as we wanted and should at that point because we thought our daughter was still alive. I teach this story in many of the journalism classes I've taught over the years to students. So that's why you got to absolutely verify names and make sure you got proof of who you're identifying. Now, police could mess up the names. Hospital records could be messed up. But this is why it's so critical. You've got families involved here. Every story you do, you need to stop and realize, what impact am I having, not just on the audience, but the specific family involved. If you get careless about identifying someone and you don't make sure it's confirmed, you frighten a family unnecessarily. And in some cases, a family that needs to know what's going on, they don't think the story affects them, when in fact it did. There was a best-selling nonfiction book written about this. Mistaken Identity. 2 families, 1 survivor, unwavering hope. The book lists the authors as Don and Susie Van Ryan, as well as Colleen and Whitney Sarek, and Mark Tabb, the former parents of Lauren Van Ryan, the woman believed to survive the crash but deceased, and the latter, the parents of Whitney Sarek, initially declared deceased in the crash, later found to have survived. The identity mix-up, the book's release, receiving worldwide media attention. It was the subject of a 2-hour episode of Dateline NBC, a program on the Oprah Winfrey Show, a segment on the Today Show, as the book was placed first for 2 weeks in the nonfiction New York Times bestseller list in 2008. The incident did prompt the states of Michigan and Indiana to pursue legislation concerning stricter guidelines in the process of identification of bodies by coroners. The 2 girls were almost identical if you looked at them. You would at least say they're sisters. But again, the physical trauma, severe head trauma, the ability to communicate, led government officials, including the coroner's office, police, to misidentify. So one with 1,400 in attendance was buried. And the parents of that child were at the funeral, but they were still praying for their child in a hospital bed. The family had expressed suspicions for several days that something was wrong with the daughter in bed, the daughter they thought was supposed to be theirs. And some of the concerns were shared with the hospital staff. What was the issue for alerting them? And what happened next? More to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So we have a devastating wreck. One young woman killed. Another one in the hospital in a coma. Massive head injuries. The woman identified as being killed is buried. The family of the girl in the hospital still gathered around her hospital bed, waiting for her to wake up out of her coma. But they had begun to suspect that maybe something was wrong. The family noticed her teeth seemed to be a little bit different, but, you know, the crash, the wreck, the whole environment was just crushing on them. Not once did they think, that's not my daughter. They believed that was their child, as did the parents who buried a child that they thought was theirs. There's also concerns about a navel piercing that their daughter did not have, but they just assumed maybe she got it and we were not aware of it. And then when she was coming out of a coma in a very foggy state, as you can imagine, this daughter referred to herself as Whitney. And she accused of the parents standing around her bed, you're not my parents. You are false parents. And she told them that my parents are not you. You're not my parent. The families dealt with that for a period of time, trying to decide what it's just trauma, what she's been through. People have amnesia, they have so many issues to deal with after a tragic, traumatic event. You can't simply dismiss what they're saying, but you kind of accept that, well, you know, they're dealing with a lot of problems right now, and in their mind, you don't know what their mind is thinking. That misidentification continued for about a month, before finally there was proof that the girl in the bed was the daughter of the other couple who thought they'd buried their daughter. That's why the girl in the bed was saying, you're not my parents. They weren't, but at the time, they didn't believe it. This tragedy had so many different hurts in it. Imagine that your child is being buried and you're not there for that funeral. You might be attending, but you're not burying your child. You're still trying to support the other family that's burying theirs, but thank God my child is still alive. And in fact, your child was alive. And the parents of the girl being buried are at your child's bedside, praying for her recovery. And imagine then the parents who were around the bed praying for their child to wake and become herself again, And she's disputing they're even her parents. And you blame it on drugs and the trauma and everything else. But it turns out you're not her parents. That is not your child. You buried your child, and yet you did not really give her all the honors you would have if you'd known it was your child. This happened again in 1980. Correction on that. It was 2008. I jumped back. I was looking at another fact here for a moment. It was 2008, as I said in the beginning. April, correct again, 2006. The book came out in 2008. But I had heard other stories prior to this story breaking. I remember one some decades ago about a similar story out of Texas where I believe two boys were misidentified. Same kind of thing unfolded. And I will tell you this, despite all the efforts and recognition of what had happened in that case and efforts to make sure we don't make false identifications, I would not doubt that something like this could happen again. So much sadness for the family that didn't know their child was buried. So much joy for the family who thought their child was dead, but she's alive. The story behind the story. We will have another one tomorrow for you. And I'll tell you now that Monday will deal with the Mary Phelan story. Radio TV personality Mary Phelan and her death and how that was covered by the news, including this newsman. That will be Monday. As always, we thank you for listening. Encourage others, will you? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.